Hello, my name is Dr. Bardot, and I will be your caretaker today. What seems to be the reason you're brought in? Interesting. Well, here in your file, is this something about a late presentation or a false presentation? You're noted as a beta, but according to the exam that Nurse Klein just performed, your anatomy is more omega in nature. Have you experienced your body producing slick from your hole? No. Slick. Okay. And what about your chest? Have you noticed that it's a little bit more tender, or maybe there's a bit of lactation occurring? Don't look so disgusted. It's perfectly natural for an omega to lactate during heat. Okay. Some alpha omega pairs even find it to be a wonderful bonding thing to suckle from the omega. As long as no one suckles from your nipples during heat, your body will no longer produce milk. So, if that is something you're disgusted by, just don't have someone nurse from you during heat. Now, final question. Have you noticed a gag reflex? Interesting. Let me check. Open your mouth and say ah for me. Everything's looking good so far. Let's check that gag reflex. I'm going to be taking two of my fingers and sliding them against your tongue and have them slowly go down your throat. Are you ready? Good. Stick your tongue out. Oh, very good. Now I'm going to take two fingers and starting at the tip, slowly start putting them back. That's it. Shh. Just relax. Focus on me. Focus on my voice. Good. Look me in the eyes. That's it. Look Alpha in the eyes as she slides her fingers further down your throat. Yeah, so good for me. That's it. There we go. Nice and easy. Oh, doing so good for me. That's what I like to see. Look at that. Now, what happens if I start to thrust them like this? Oh my. Well, that's something you're definitely going to have to work through. No alpha wants an omega with a throat that they can't knot. There you go. Relax, breathe. You did great. All right. Now, in order to agree with Nurse Klein's findings, I'm going to need you to get into presentation position. Since you've been identifying as a beta for so many years, I'm going to remind you that's when you're face down, ass up for your alpha. It's when you're displaying your breeding hole, more or less. Let me see if you can do it. Go on. Try it for me. Very nice. I can see you're moving slower than most. Are you not happy about receiving your Omega designation? You must understand. Omega rights have come a long way since the 50s. Omegas are allowed jobs and to be let out in public alone. Omegas can get degrees and they can even own property. That's a lot of things that Omegas can do nowadays that they couldn't do 50 years ago. They aren't glorified pets anymore. Of course, they obviously still need an alpha. Everyone knows that. Alphas require an omega, and omegas require an alpha. Meanwhile, betas can mate with whatever fucking beta they want, those lucky son of a bitches. Now let's see if you have the Mendelssohn gland inside your hole. If you have that, you are an omega who hasn't presented yet, and I will have to take induction into my own hands if you consent to it. It'll be uncomfortable at first, sweetheart. I know. Do your best to relax for me. Good. Good. That's what I like to see. It's obvious you respond well to praise mixed with sexual stimulation. Doing so good for your doctor, honey. Just a few more seconds. My fingers need to work their way inside you to figure out if you have that Mendelssohn gland. That's the organ that allows you to produce slick, which I think I might have found right here. It feels good to have it played with, doesn't it? Oh, that's a good omega. I'm going to need to stimulate this part of you for a bit. By giving you an orgasm through your Mendelssohn gland, it will trigger the omega hormones needed to correct your body. The flood of hormones will force your body into its first heat, where you will remain here under my care. None of this is ideal, I know. I know the clinic doesn't sound too appealing to spend your first heat in, but it's what needs to be done for your own safety. I would prefer to take you home to my bed, but this is an Omegan presentation as an adult. There's quite a bit that could go wrong. If something were to go wrong, and God forbid it does, I would feel much more comfortable and confident handling it here with assistance available and all my tools readily available. We can formulate a plan together afterwards on how you want to go about being an Omega. Whether you want to mate, go on birth control, yada yada yada. But for now, if it isn't too obvious, I just want to keep a very close eye on you, sweetheart. It's not often that an omega doesn't present. I just want what's best for you. I just want to take care of a lost little omega. Have you considered yourself a relatively submissive person beforehand? I can see that. You're doing very good for me, honey. You're taking my fingers so perfectly, doing everything I ask of you. Have you ever put anything up here beforehand? Oh, of course. Just out of curiosity, right? You wanted to know if it felt good, didn't you? And did it? Did fingering yourself feel good, sweetheart? It might have been your body's way of trying to get you to stimulate your slick organ. It might have been desperate for you to try to unblock it yourself. Subconsciously, you might have been trying to trigger your own heat from fingering. It's perfectly normal for you to have explored your body and played with your hole. Most betas and even some alphas explore it. Some alphas can even come from penetration alone. Humans have a long, complicated history of exploring sexuality in every aspect of it. There's no shame in getting pleasure from me fucking you. You're an omega, and this is what your body was made for. You just needed a little extra help, didn't you? Oh, that's right. I know you might not see it now, but you are much more suited to be an omega. You're naturally very submissive and obedient. You just shine so brightly after I praise you. All those traits, those are very highly sought after by alphas looking for a mate. If you are really this docile for a strange alpha, then you might be one of the easiest omegas to train. You might even enjoy it. Oh, I felt how your whole fluttered around the premise of being trained. Does that idea excite you, Omega? Further proof that you are an Omega. Your body simply presented wrongly, didn't it? It was going to block you from your true nature, from your purpose. And that's okay. That's why you're here. That's why I'm fixing it. Fingering your Mendelsohn gland, getting all that slick. Oh, look at you. So good for me. Such a pretty little Omega. Oh, see? All of this is just evidence that you're an Omega. Alphas don't want to be trained, and Betas don't like being talked to in this manner. But you? You get a glimmer of excitement in your eyes. It's okay to want this. It's okay to want to be trained and told what to do and to be submissive. I want you to embrace your submissive nature, honey. I really do. It'll make the transition from Beta to Omega easier. Trust me. I'm sure you can already feel your slick production starting to happen. You can feel yourself getting wetter the more I play with you, can't you? Yeah. That's a good Omega. My fingers feel so good inside you, don't they? They're working a little thing deep inside you that you didn't even know you had before this moment. But now that you know you have it, you're going to try to find it when you're alone, aren't you? You're going to want to know how Alpha was able to make you feel like this. Desperately shoving your fingers inside your wet hole. Fumbling clumsily around until you find that gland. That sweet spot that makes you moan. That's the behavior that I want to see from a newly presented Omega. I want you horny. I want you desperate. I want you leaking, honey. There's already so many delays that I'm gonna have to help you with since you didn't develop as a normal Omega. But this, how easily you respond, how open, that makes it all okay. It shows me we're doing what's right. Correcting a simple error that your body made. It thought it was a Beta, which made you think you were a Beta, but you're not. You never were one. The sooner you accept that, the happier you'll be, sweetheart. All you have to do is trust your Alpha doctor. Omega, keep taking my fingers and trusting Alpha, little O. Oh, see? Isn't it so easy to just rely on your instincts? Doing so well for me. Moaning around my fingers like you've been an Omega your entire life. What a beautiful little slut you're gonna be, honey. I might even want to mate you myself. Would you like that? To have the doctor that helped you discover your status be your Alpha? It would be kind of fitting, wouldn't it? Oh, those noises. Aren't you just the cutest? Such a sweet little thing. You're still trying to spread your legs even further apart, aren't you? Oh, your hole's even leaking all over the table, honey. I think it's safe to say that you're an Omega and you're going into your first heat, aren't you? Oh, yeah. You're starting to feel hot and you're getting even more turned on. There's this feeling in your stomach that you can't describe. But you know you need to make yourself appear as small as possible to me and bare your neck, right? Oh, yeah. That's all perfectly normal and natural. That's your inner Omega being let out and doing what it does best. It's submissive and it wants Alpha. Are you going to let your Omega have it? Come on, all your Omega wants to do is please its Alpha. Your Omega wants to be good for me so that I can come. It wants to enter its first heat like it needs. Will you let your Omega out and take control for me, honey? Come on, let it out. That's it. That's so good. Yeah. Very good. Just like that. Embrace the submissiveness. Embrace it. This is who you are. So pretty for me. So obedient. Trying to lower yourself even more. Moving your head to the side, exposing your neck. Just like that, taking it so well. If I didn't know any better, I would think that you have been an Omega your entire life. That you didn't even falsely present as a Beta. Look at you, just so fucking in need of guidance, in need of an Alpha. Oh, there you go. Enjoying my fingers, huh? If you like how they feel, just you wait until you take your first knot, sweetheart. You'll be moaning and orgasming on the spot as it locks you in place with your mate. But those are things we can worry about later. Right now, Alpha needs to make her Omega come to clear the duct. Being such a good little Omega for me, come on. Don't you want to clear the duct? Don't you want to make it easier for your body to transition? Yeah. Yeah, you do. Embrace your true nature. Yeah, so good for me, Omega. An absolute natural at this. One would think you went to finishing school with how well you're taking it. Yeah. It's a shame your body simply made a mistake. But I don't know how it thought you were a Beta, considering it's painfully obvious you were made to be an Omega. Just look at how well you take to it, sweetheart. Doesn't it feel right? Doesn't it feel like this is where you belong? How your body should finally be? Yeah. And doesn't that feel good? It feels so good, right? Yeah? Good enough to come, right? Then come for your Alpha, my Omega. Come for me. Clear that duct. Show me how submissive you are and that you love this change. Show me you have what it takes to be my Omega, sweetheart. Oh, that's a good Omega. So good for your Alpha, coming on command. I didn't even need to train that one into you, huh? That one came naturally, right? Such a sweet little thing. Patient is an Omega and presented late. They're entering heat as I write this down. Going to be transferring the Omega to L ward. And I'm going to be staying as their personal Alpha. I will be the one to help the Omega through their heat. And afterwards, we're going to come up with a plan together. I know, I'm sorry. You just want to get fucked and have a knot inside your new little bitch channel, don't you? I'm sorry. I gotta do this for legal reasons. The Omega is not in the right mental space for coming up with a plan or any decisions for themselves. Everything will be discussed at a later date. Probably when you're done with your heat. Alright, honey. Let's get you up and get you to your new room. You're gonna want to make a nest while you still have the energy. The first heat's always the hardest. Now come on. Let's get up. Ugh, come on. Hey, it's Dr. Bardot. That was my favorite little Omega. Is that you're in heat? And it seems you built a lovely little nest here. Is that one of my lab coats? You're so cute. How long have you been in heat, sweetheart? You're not sure. That's okay. It's okay. I'm here. Alpha's going to take care of you. I'm going to give you what you need in a second, okay? I just have to ask some more routine questions. Then I can give you my knot and satiate you for a bit. Is that all right with you? Yeah? That's a good Omega. Are you in pain? A little pain is okay. This is your first heat. Your body is adjusting to its proper designation. You lived your life as a beta for years, but it's okay. You're not alone, and there's nothing to be scared of. Alpha's right here. Here. Smell my wrist. It might help you get a bit of clarity, sweetheart. I am the Alpha that popped your Omega cherry, after all. Have you touched yourself since your heat started? Thank you for letting me know. It's not good or bad either way. I just need to know if you have so I can properly take care of you. I want to be gentle, and I want to make this as good for you as possible. Heat should be enjoyable for both the Omega and their partner. Now for my final question, hun. I need you to present for me. Can you present for your Alpha? Such a good Omega for me. That's it. Get into position. Once you get my knot inside you, you'll feel better. It'll soothe that burning ache you're currently feeling. You feel really empty, don't you? Poor Omega. That's why Alpha's here. Alpha's going to take care of you. It's okay. Spread your cheeks for me. Let me see that needy hole of yours. What a good Omega for me. You're going to make a wonderful pet for an Alpha someday. Look at that hole of yours. It's dripping with slick. So wet and desperate. Eager to be bred by an Alpha knot, aren't you? Fuck. Just your scent alone is enough to make me hard, apparently. You're going to come on my knots, or you aren't going to come at all. Understand? I need verbal confirmation, sweetheart. Good Omega. Keep your hands above your head at all times. I don't want you to be tempted to touch yourself. This is a skill you're going to need to learn if you'll want to please your Alpha. Do you know what to do next? You need to ask your Alpha for their knot. Politely. A good Omega is always polite. You're not entitled to a knot. Therefore, if you ask your Alpha nicely, they would be more inclined to give you it. Especially when you need it, like right now. So let's practice. Ask me politely if I will knot you. Good Omega. You made your Alpha very pleased. Such a naturally submissive little thing. So pliant and eager for me to slide my cock inside your hole. It's okay, little one. Do you feel it? Right against your entrance? All hard and leaking, circling it. It's desperate to feel your tight hole, honey. It feels so good circling around you, doesn't it? Yeah. Ask me where to put it, sweetheart. Tell me where to put my cock. Good Omega. Using your voice so well for me. Just like I asked. Such a good Omega for your Alpha. This is your first alpha cock you've had inside you, isn't it? Oh, doesn't compare to beta or omega cock. No, no, no. Not in the slightest. It's not too long or too thick. Perfect for fucking and nodding pretty little things like you. Oh, fuck. You feel good. Clench around my cock, sweetheart. Oh, perfect. Absolutely perfect. Such a good omega. Don't even need training. You listen to your instincts and your alpha, don't you? Oh, and you're a beta. Sex didn't feel this good, did it? It's because you're finally having the kind of sex your body needs. You need it to be penetrated and knotted by an alpha. That's all an omega really needs, whether they're presented or not, right? Oh, that's a sweet omega. Keep your arms above your head. Remember, no touching. You come on alpha's knot, or you don't come at all. That's it. Match my thrust just like that. Oh, it feels so good to be filled, right? You love how alpha's cock feels inside your desperate hole, soothing that burning, aching feeling you had. Oh, fuck. This is how it should be, little O. It feels so good to be an omega. It feels so right to embrace your natural designation, doesn't it? Oh, it feels so much better than being fucked as a beta. You get to present for your alpha, and you get to be pretty while you take it. Your only job is to be obedient and pretty for your alpha. And that's what you're doing for me right now. Presenting when asked. Asking for my cock, not so politely. Moaning as I thrust into you. Oh, so fucking good for me, Omega. Taking it just like I knew you would. Naturally submissive and obedient. Just like a proper Omega should be. You're going to make a gorgeous pet for an alpha someday. You're gonna make someone very happy once your training is complete. But for right now, you're gonna have to settle for making this alpha happy. Do you think that's something you can handle, Omega? Oh, I knew you could. Doing your best to make me proud, aren't you? Such a sweet little Omega I have underneath me. Making me feel so good. Oh, I'm so lucky to have such a pretty little thing underneath me writhing around, squirming in their nest. Oh, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. Oh, clench your tight hole around my cock. It's how you'll get my knot faster. I know that's what you want. That's what you need, Omega. It's okay, though. It's okay. Alpha's here. Alpha's taking care of you. And Alpha's going to give you what you need, sweetheart. Oh, allow me to take care of you. Allow Alpha to make you feel good. Oh, doesn't my cock pressing against your Mendelsohn gland feel good? That sweet spot inside every Omega that just makes them see stars whenever it's touched. Oh, it's extra sensitive during heat, isn't it? Just the lightest brush of my cock against it. It's enough to make you scream and come. What a desperate Omega I have underneath me. You really are a shining example of what an Omega should be. And you even presented late. What an amazing little O you are. Oh, fuck. You feel amazing, honey. Love how your hole hugs my cock, bringing it deeper and deeper inside you with every thrust against it. That's it. Earn my knots. Earn your orgasm, sweetheart. Fuck. You feel it? You feel my knots starting to catch? Oh, that's because of how good you feel. Oh, you're making my knots start inflating. You did this. You're making me feel that good. Oh, yes. Yeah. Taking it like a good Omega. I knew you would. Oh, so good for me. Such a pliant and desperate little thing, moaning underneath your alpha. You must be getting close to coming too, huh? I told you that you would be able to come on my knots. I told you, and you needed to trust me. Why? Because I'm your alpha, and I know what you can and can't do. You just need my knot to inflate, and then you'll come, right? If you want my knot to inflate. If you want it to inflate, then start moving your hips. Keep clenching. Moan even louder. Let me hear. Let me feel how much you're enjoying my cock inside you. Come on, you can do it. Keep impressing me, honey. Oh, fuck. That's it. Oh, that's good. That's... Fuck. That feels really good. You're making Alpha feel so good. You're making me so proud. You're doing such an amazing job, honey. And for your first heat, fuck, you were made for this. Always meant to be an Omega. I'm so glad I was able to fix that little error biology made. Sometimes nature doesn't always get it right. It would have been such a shame if you had stayed a beta. Never going to the doctor to make sure you presented properly. So good. Just like that, yeah? Oh, fuck, working my cock so well. Such a good Omega. I think somewhere inside that brain of yours, you knew that being a beta felt wrong. You knew that you could be feeling better. Somewhere deep inside you, you wanted this. You wanted to be knotted and claimed, didn't you? Oh, it's okay. It's what every Omega wants, and there's nothing wrong with it. Oh, fuck. Omegas are made to be homemakers. Breeders for alphas to take care of. Fuck loose. It's what you always wanted, even if you didn't know it. Your Omega was just lying dormant, waiting for an alpha. An alpha like me to show you your designation, your place. And that just so happens to be underneath me, moaning so beautifully. Clenching around my cock, focusing on how the knot's inflating, starting to slowly stretch your hungry hole. It's getting wider. It's catching on the rim, isn't it? It feels so good to have your hole stretched by a knot like this. Oh, that's a good Omega. It's gonna feel so good once it slams inside you and I'm pumping you full of my cum. That's gonna send you over the edge, isn't it, little O? Oh, I just know it is. Taken to be an Omega so well, so fucking good for me. So pretty underneath me. Love this hole of yours. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. I just can't get enough of you, sweetheart. Oh, fuck. Oh, come on, ask for my cum, honey. Be a good Omega and beg for your alpha to not. Beg for me to come inside you and breed you. Oh, come on. Let me hear it. Yeah, keep using that voice. Oh, fuck. Oh, you sound so lovely. So desperate for me. That's it. You want my knot? Does my Omega want my knot? Fuck. Oh, fuck, so close. Here you go. Here's my knot. Oh, that's it. That's that, Omega. Milk my knot for me. That's it. Oh, coming around my knot like that. Having me pump you full of cum and braid you up just so well. Fuck. You're absolutely gorgeous. Oh, that's it. That's it. Do you feel better now that you have a knot inside you? That's what I thought. It's soothing everything, right? That's how it should be. You're doing everything right. You're gonna make a wonderful little Omega for some alpha. I might even snatch you up myself after your time here. Those thoughts are for later. Giving you comfort is the most important thing right now. Is it okay if I wrap my arms around your waist and fall back into this beautiful nest and cuddle you? Thank you, sweetheart. It's gonna put one arm and then another. And... Oh, this is so comfy. You made such an awesome nest. While you're having your heat, you're going to be seeking physical comfort for those around you. Whether it's the alpha you're knotted to, rubbing your face all over my shirt and making happy noises, or another Omega, you'll feel better if you aren't alone. Omega should really never be alone during their heat. I know there's toys and stuff out there, but nothing beats the real thing. Alpha Cum has a soothing agent in it that factories just can't replicate. It's why there's heat clinics set up. Once you're approved to leave, if you decide not to mate, you might want to look into spending your heat there, just so you're taken care of. I would hate to imagine a pretty Omega like yourself having to spend your heat all by yourself. Frustrating, on edge, the fake not feeling good, but not good enough. You've had a taste of real alpha cock, and now the toys won't compare. And that suits me just fine. It means I have more reasons to spend time with you, sweetheart. I don't know. There's just something about you, honey. I can't keep away. And I don't think you want me to. I think right now you want to focus on how good you feel. All floaty in Alpha's arms, not inside you. Such a wonderful Omega for your Alpha. So perfect for me. I want you to close your eyes for me, Omega. Good. So obedient. You're going to try to take a nap like this. I'll be here when you wake up. I'm going to be taking care of you for the rest of your heat, I promise. I'm not even going to leave this room. You're going to need another round soon, and while you have a knot inside you, it might be for the best to get some rest. Are you even awake? Your eyes are closed, and you're not responding. Either way, there's just something about you, little O. I don't know what it is, but after you're cleared, I may ask to court you. Take you out to a fancy dinner, on a proper date outside of the Omega Clinic. You're just too precious to give up to another alpha. They wouldn't know what to do with such a sweet thing like yourself. You need an alpha who can take care of you and give you what you need. And I can be that. I'll ask when you're out of heat and thinking clearer, though. For now, I'm just content to be like this, holding you while you lay against me, my knot nestled inside your hole, breathing in your scent. You smell perfect. You smell like home. You smell like you're mine already. Fuck. When did I get so attached to you, Omega?